Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You good little doobies already loading up the phone lines.
Oh,
Anthony,
yeah.
You ready? Let's give away our second pair of single day passes for sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 right now. You get to pick which day you want to go to sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley. We're doing this all day until 6 o'clock. And you don't even have to decide right this second which day you want to go to. Promotions will contact you later. You'll have had time to peruse the listings.
Right.
Call now. We'll do it again in an hour. Be caller number 9. Try all day. Keep it here on the Alice. All the live long day. We're your Bottle Rock Central.
But don't even think about getting a room.
No. Oh, my God. It's good that you're getting single day tickets because there's nowhere to stay in the entire county. Bottle Rock tickets right now. 800-400-3697.
And the San Francisco 49ers are coming in hot and healthy, just like the Organic Coop Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
Yeah.
Come by Levi. Sammy.
Come by Levi Stadium for the NFC Championship game and enjoy the 49ers' favorite, the Coop Crispy Chicken Sandwich or chicken tenders and tots. Top it off with an IPA, blonde or lemonade vodka. Go Niners!
Woo! Boy, we're like a hive mind over here, aren't we?
Let me hit you with a couple of quick texts.
I would love to hear some
510.
Texts.
If Sarah didn't have the Friday dance montage, she would never get any exercise.
What?
You know, don't act like you know me, you little bitch.
She has all kinds of exercise stuff with your sewing and your
gardening. You know what I don't do? Actual exercise. What I do though is, you know, and believe it or not, I break a sweat sewing sometimes. I don't care what you think anyway.
No, you don't. You
know, I do. You wouldn't believe it. Like sometimes it's just like wrestling with leather can be so difficult. And then,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the constant standing up, sitting. I move from my work table to my iron to my sewing machine, back up, back down, laying on the floor, threading stuff out, cutting out patterns. Come on, man.
The thread. Really heavy.
Yeah, super heavy thread. Yeah. Those scissors are hard to lift.
The interface.
Yeah. The interfacing. You know how hot that iron is? It makes me sweat.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet, girl.
I got a request.
Gardening. I sweat when I garden, too.
The extent of my exercise is taking Ella out for a walk.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I do. Terrible.
Yeah, but you're right. I could get more exercise.
916 says, please add Laffy Taffy to the montage.
No, do not add Laffy Taffy to the montage. Don't do it.
Check it out, Laffy Taffy.
510 says, Sarah, keep up with the dry you area. You will feel so much better at the end of the month.
God, I'm actually thinking... My friend is doing it, too. I'm going to a dinner party tonight, and God, everyone's going to be having a nice drink. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Yeah,
it's one freaking month of your life.
Or not. Or not.
I know. I want to be a good girl.
Or if you want, go in there with a plan. All right, I'm going to have 2 drinks.
Yeah. Solid plan.
Or you're just going to be the designated driver. So
well, I will be the DD, so I'll let John go crazy. And you know what it comes down to? I swear to God, this is so terrible and wrong. But if my friend Joe is drinking, then it's going to be hard because he's doing dryuary too. And it was hard for us. I'm telling you, a week ago or whenever that was, like everyone's like, even though they pretended they were drinking root beer, we all knew. Like it was just tough. Like. And he was, like, ready to break. His wife was like, no.
Sweating it.
You're not. So we'll see what he's up to tonight. Yeah, I'll just lord it over him that I get more willpower. Maybe that feels good, too.
Yeah. You know? Winning feels great.
Winning does feel good. But winning what? Winning what? Another
it doesn't
sober
matter.
Night?
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. And you know what? And you're going to wake up tomorrow morning.
At 7 a.m. and have a great day.
I did it.
Right.
I did it. Oh,
I got a lot of work to do this weekend.
Yeah.
One more, 415 right. Says, as a woman, I lock my car doors immediately when I get in. I don't wait until the car is moving. Lock the doors once you're inside your car, day or night.
Good yeah, idea. That's exactly right. Yep. So, God, if women are doing it, men better do it, too. Whew.
I mean, we are
poor, defenseless
constantly
men.
Under attack.
I know. Yeah.
By society.
Sure. And by people laying under your car ready to slice your Achilles.
All right.
Wow, that was pretty dark, Sarah. Slice my Achilles.
Well, guess what? When you're a woman, that's what you're thinking about. I mean, when you're a man. Sorry. I didn't mean to make it all about women.
Yeah. Gosh.
You know what? I got to say, we all jumped on it at once. It was, I don't know, what do we get on, 5:45?
Yeah.
By the end of the last 30, it's a war on women. Like, you got to go back and listen to that. If you listen to our podcast ever, I'm so, like, just personally amused by that whole exchange.
Yeah.
And how everyone jumped on it. I loved it. That was really fun.
This is Marcus. Someone goes, 650 says, why people picking on Sarah for lack of exercising when Yuzi lays in her ass all the live long day? Chewing? They say chewing is Yuzi's most movement. Shut up, 650.
Yeah, shut up. God, get off our asses.
That's awful and hilarious.
Yeah.
Actually, okay, I'm going to tell you this. I have something coming up with 24-hour fitness.
Oh,
so
my
650,
God.
So, I'm going to get my fat ass off the couch.
Are you really?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Hey, you used to do Zumba classes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But and pole dancing classes.
The pole dancing class, that was all great.
Yeah.
It
this
was
is,
fun.
This makes sense that you're doing this because this is all prep for your 24-hour fitness thing, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
You just
yeah.
get yourself
That's
ready
right.
by not exercising.
Right. You want to be as big a lard ass as you can be, and then you go and you get 24-hour fitness.
Get it. Well played.
Listen,
and she's a lot more active than you think. She told a story about how she broke a chair earlier.
So yeah. Really. I mean, God. Too bad her husband's not around to get more chair breaking action these days. I blame Johnny V for your lack of physical activity.
Johnny V's your fault.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a big weekend for San Francisco 49er fans.
Boom.
This Boom. Week, your San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC Championship, the NFC Conference Championship games, and they're going to be playing the Green Bay Packers. If they win, this will be the 7th appearance for the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
How many have they won? Four?
They've won four. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, three with Joe Montana, right? No, four with Joe Montana.
Four with Montana.
All with Montana.
No,
that's
four
it.
With Montana, one with Steve
Young.
Young.
So I think though they've won. No. I think they've only, this will be their fifth if they win it.
If they
no,
win.
They have five.
No, they have five.
Well,
if they win,
have
it'll be
five.
Six.
So four with Joe Montana.
So this will be their 7th appearance if they get in. Four with Joe.
So they've only lost one,
with one Steve,
Super Bowl.
And they lost the other one.
And I think they were in that one, not recently, but
2013, right? 13, 14?
I think it might have been 12, right?
Yeah.
No, it could have been 13. Yeah, that was the end of 2012.
Yeah, 13, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
13. And they barely
guess,
lost
you know,
that one, right?
It's funny because I think of 2013 as being recent.
It feels recent.
It does. It feels like yesterday.
Well, Sarah, God, when you've got decades of life to pull from, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, feels
it's
like yesterday.
It's a smaller percentage of your life. When you're a five-year-old, that's 100% of your life.
Yes.
You know,
I'm
exactly.
looking at 82, 85, 89, 90, 95.
The wins. Those are the wins, yeah.
All right.
And on the other side of the NFL in the AFC, the AFC Conference Championship game is between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to be rooting for the Tennessee Titans just because I need someone to root for since there is no more football in the East Bay.
Hmm. Wah, 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 wah.
It's hard to read that. Your team is trash. And they're leaving. The Raiders. Yeah, man, Raiders. Thank you.
Silver and black.
Thank you.
Las Vegas.
Well, more reasons to go to Vegas, I guess. Pretend you're a fan of them still and go to Vegas. I love Vegas. Las Vegas. Vegas, baby.
If you go to Vegas, you're not going to watch the Raiders.
That's true.
I'd rather watch Game Beyond than the Raiders.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I would rather watch the Raiders.
I might watch them from the bar, Brent.
That sounds like a plan. Is it going to happen in January?
The ADA prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in areas of employment, transportation, public accommodations, communications, and access to state and local government programs and services, according to the United States Department of Labor.
Yeah.
There's a young man who feels like he is not being treated equally. Mm. A deaf man has reportedly filed a lawsuit against a popular adult video website for alleged rights violations.
Oh.
Because you know why?
He can't.
Pornhub does not provide closed captions on its video.
Well, there would just be a lot of moans continue.
Yeah.
Moans, heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Moans, slurping sound.
Bow,
moans continue. I mean,
if you need to hear it, you probably ain't doing it right anyway. Let's just keep it real.
I mean,
I enjoy hearing it.
I mean,
well, yeah.
Truthfully, yeah, I actually enjoy listening more than actually watching.
Yeah, sexy music begins.
And just hearing the, you know,
moaning
body,
starts.
Body noises.
Yeah, I like hearing them, or just hearing like dirty
sound
talk
of,
in
sound
general.
Of body slapping.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you like that? You like that? Huh? You like that? Huh? Moans continue.
Yaroslav Suri is suing Pornhub, which hosts millions of adult videos, claiming the site's lack of subtitles violates the rights of deaf and hearing impaired under the Americans with Disabilities Act. We understand this is actually a response from Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that Yaroslav is suing Pornhub for claiming we've denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos. While we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we'd like to take the opportunity to point out that we do have a closed captions category.
Oh. Well, maybe that doesn't have the subcategory that he needs.
Yeah.
You know?
Stepmoms.
That's the problem is, right, that there's so many things to choose from. Just closed cat, what is that? You know? Those ones where there's a lot of talking?
And by the way, he's suing for damages. So the guy is serious about this.
He's damaged by this. That's funny, actually.
Yeah.
And a true story.
It is 100% true.
We're guessing because Marcus lies so much, straight face.
100% true. That was just too good for it not to be true.
Right.
To be completely honest.
See, that's the thing.
Germs.
Oh, I hate germs, right? I mean, is that what I'm supposed to say?
I mean, some are good, some are bad, right?
What are the good ones? Germs, just the word germ just sounds like bad.
If you're an avid, coffee drinker, you've probably made multiple trips to the kitchen to get your fix, but have you ever thought about how dirty your home or office coffee maker can get after all those uses?
Yeah, it's nasty. I hardly ever wash the carafe. I just rinse it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. I don't want soap taste, you know?
I guess the biggest problem with these things is that water reservoir, the part of the coffee maker that stores
the
water.
Yeah, that's gross. I try not to look at it.
They say it's one of the dirtiest parts of the kitchen.
My friend Village, who is surprisingly kind of a neat freak, he comes in and he goes to make coffee. He goes, oh my God, Sarah. This is like, get me a thing of white vinegar right now.
Oh, man.
He was horrified. I'm like, well, I seem to be fine, so... And so it hasn't been cleaned since the last time he was out here. But every time he comes, the first thing he does is runs a pot of vinegar, I guess.
That's
I don't know.
Funny.
I don't know how he did it. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm like, hey, yeah, clean it. Go ahead.
They say coffee break rooms have more bacteria than restrooms in most office buildings.
Bogus.
If the office has a coffee pot, they recommend the first thing that gets done, clean that coffee pot handle. It's absolutely the dirtiest thing in there. Second most dirty thing.
Okay, what?
The single-use machines.
Oh.
The top of the machine where people put their...
Those probably never get cleaned.
Yeah. It has the most germs.
You're talking about like the little Keurig things?
Yeah,
we put the pot in?
And the big ones we have here?
Yeah.
Those too. They say when it's really dirty up there.
Yeah.
But you look at those things...
I've lived so far. I'm like, I just don't care. I'm going to be fine. You know, don't tell Vinny this story. Although Vinny probably puts that whole thing through the dishwasher every night.
All right. And he would never touch any.
I don't blame him, though, man.
He would never even go to the break room.
No. Oh, God. He doesn't go into any public areas. I've never even seen him in that jock lounge.
Really?
He won't go in there.
Unless we have a meeting, I guess.
No, I mean the little, you know, where the lockers are.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't even go check his box.
No, you have to check his box for him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He won't do it.
That is hilarious. So that's that story. Yeah. Check your coffee makers. Those things are dirty as hell.
True. I'm saying that one's true.
It is 100% true, of course.
We got time for one more, Marcus.
One more? Okay, good. A University of Toronto finance professor and self-described wealth multiplier has figured out how to grow his social capital by giving higher grades to students who follow him on Twitter.
Oh.
And if they get signed copies of his book.
That is wrong.
Yes. And many people concur. An outraged student has expressed frustration over this grading scheme. According to the original post, 5% of your grade was due to your engagement.
5%? Oh, how engaged you were with the professor?
Yes.
That is not 1%
cool. Each for buying the professor's book. It's called Dumb Money, by the way. Getting that book signed, connecting with the professor on LinkedIn,
and following him on Twitter and Instagram.
And what's the fifth one? That was only four.
That's what it says here. That's all it is.
So if you do all four, yeah, then you get that whole extra point. I say, if you only do three, 3%.
Speaking of Instagram, SMF Marcus. As journalists.
That's straight male friend, Marcus.
Yes.
SMF Marcus.
Now the guy is defending himself. He says, listen, I'm not making any money off of this. But you kind of are, right?
Yeah, you are. You're selling your book.
Yeah.
And you become, you have more followers, you are a bigger influencer. You could potentially make money on Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you? I don't know how Twitter works with that.
But. Probably.
His spin is this. The students have actually benefited. They've actually benefited from being connected and making use of my networks. That's his justification. They get something out of it.
Yeah, 5% higher grade. That's it. The world is getting so fuzzy these days, isn't it?
Everybody's out in the take.
Yep.
And everybody's got a hustle and a scheme.
Yep.
And I can't be mad. I mean, we are actually at a point where we'd have to hustle and scheme to kind of make it, especially if you're living here in the Bay Area, because it's not inexpensive.
Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't. That is false. No, that's true. It's not inexpensive.
That's your last one.
Oh, that was it. Okay, good job. Wow. And by the way, thanks again, Marcus Osborne. Vinny is dealing with a family member.
You turned yourself off.
I did. I just slapped my papers down, but paper turned off my mic. So he's been dealing with his family problem. If you follow the show all the time, you're well aware that his little daughter, Isla, is pretty sick. And so hopefully he'll be back on. We're off Monday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday we'll be back. But just, you know, once again, a thank you to you, Marcus Osborne.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.